What's up, everyone? I'm Maximum Mike, and you're listening to Rock for Rookies. Today is Sunday, August 3rd, 2008. I am Maximum Mike, and you are listening to Rock for Rookies. This week, we have no themes, we have no grand schemes. What we have is a summer of fun, because I just finished all my studies. I had my last class for my BA degree, so it is summertime. I know some of us have exams, and some of us have papers, but the truth is, we all need to start chilling out and relaxing a bit, so that's what this show is gonna be about. It's gonna be about putting your mind at ease and taking it easy, which is ironic because of the first words of the song I'm about to play. They're by Charlie Terrell, The Hopeful Sinner, and you can check out his site at www.hopefulsinner.com. The album is called Angry Southern Gentleman, and the song is Redneck Gigolo.
Let's get to work! Blow it all on me. I ain't nothing but a smart ass, drinking from an empty glass. I'm as crazy as a tree. Watch your hurry. And
That was Charlie Terrell, the blues rocker extraordinaire. I love playing artists on my show that you can't even find on Wikipedia, that you gotta go really deep and really get your hands dirty by Googling them. It's very difficult to find information on these people. What I'm gonna play next, I'm actually playing for a whole bunch of guys who are huge folk rock fans. That counts for, like, Emmanuel and Neiman and Eyal. You guys are all huge folk rock fans, and this is for all you people who love the folk rock as well. I'm about to play a song by Ronen Goldman, who was a friend of mine from high school, who has literally just become his own, he's become really famous in Israel recently. He's been on Channel 10, he's been on some news shows, he has an absolutely amazing MySpace page. You need to check him out. He does great videos, he does great music, and he's also a very amazing photographer. We found each other through Facebook years later, haven't seen him in a long time. But it's really cool that he has this whole gig going now, and I'm going to play one of my favorite songs by him. The name of the track is Always. My only problem with that track is that it's just way too short, but it's off of his album, Crows. Check Ronen Goldman out on his MySpace page. The link is in the links box. Now we're going to move on to our regular summer programming. This is a great summer track, a great song to chill out to. It's off the album International Super Hits, a compilation CD put out in 2001. Out of the entire album, there were two new songs on it. This was one of them. Green Day's greatest hits, everyone. This is the song Pop Rocks and Coke.
you fall, you know I'll be there. To catch a call, you know I'll be there. I'll go anywhere, so I'll see you there. Well, I don't care if you don't mind. I'll be there now for the night. I will dare keep in mind. Oh, I don't care. I'll be there for you.
Now I'm on the 95, single malted alcohol, just past the next daylight. around, things change just don't look that way to me, or it just looks that way to me. By now, I think I found the things change just look rearranged to me.
After Greenway, we heard from Smash Mouth with the song I'm a Believer off the 2001 album Smash Mouth. Now, Smash Mouth, obviously, punk-style music. It was part of the Third Wave Ska, along with all the other punk bands, and no doubt we also mentioned was a part of that wave of punk. Now, I also just found this out. Apparently, Smash Mouth named their group after a football term coined by Chicago Bears coach Mike Ditka, describing a style of hard, straight-forwarding, and bare-knuckles rock and roll, Smash Mouth. Very cool. The song after that was Less Than Jake and Five State Drive. Less Than Jake are one of the best ska punk bands of all time. I saw them in concert a couple of years ago, and it was absolutely fantastic because I couldn't figure out who the lead singer was because they were just running all over the stage going completely crazy. So for some point, I was just like, you know what? Maybe the drummer's the singer. But then the drummer got up and just started drumming his drum kit while running around it, so it obviously wasn't him. There are two drummers in the band. There are two singers in the band. They trade off while the other person's going crazy. They just put out a new album called GNVFLA, which are the initials for Gainesville, Florida, the city where they're from, and most of the album is dedicated to that city. Now, I'm dedicating that song to some new friends of Rock for Rookies. They have a news blog spot with a radio show on the way themselves. So that song went out to MJ, Sexy Lexi, and Ems. They have Music Junkie at blogster.com. They have a lot of interesting stuff. You want music news? You go to them. You want some fun stuff? You go to them. It's an amazing blog. Check them out. The link is in the link box. Guys, keep rocking. So we are going to move on now to a really good band from the very early 90s. Now, what I love about this band is they're one of those bands that, depending on where you're from, that's how you coin the genre. In Europe, they were called alternative dance. In America, they were alternative rock. So let's check them out. This is from their 1991 Albert Schubert Dip. This is EMF with You're Unbelievable.
The world and everything you ask to brace yourself. You're crazy, please. You're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable. You're unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Record. Most people don't own it.
You take advantage while you hear me out to try. But I can't see you every night. But I can't see you every night. Free, I do.
Beautiful song right there. That was Nirvana off of their MTV Unplugged Live in New York album. That was the song About a Girl, which is the first track of the album. This was all back in 1993, only a few months before Kurt Cobain died, so it was like their last live footage, last live stuff that they did. The only song on that entire album that was one of their big hits was the song Come As You Are, and they did that purposely because they were trying to introduce more people to some of their, you know, their less big hits, I guess you would use the word. No, that doesn't work at all. There are other songs that people didn't know so much. Before then, we heard from P.O.D., the reggae rap rockers, who I just recently saluted. That was the song Boom off the album Satellite, and it was in your face. That's why I played it, because I just love how strong it comes on. Now, we're going to play a band that I've played before on Rock for Rookies. I didn't really go into a lot of detail about them, but currently, I don't know why, they're one of my favorite bands right now. I literally just recently rediscovered them. The band is Our Lady Peace. So I have to give a huge shout out to all my cousins in Brooklyn baby, because they were telling me like 10 years ago that I had to get into this band, and I refused to do it because I hate being told to listen to music, even though that's pretty much what I'm telling you guys to do, isn't it? This is off the album Gravity from 2002, when they had already gone mainstream. Rain Maida, their front man, really good looking, apparently. That's what I've been told by my cousins. Guys, this is the song Innocent.
Johnny wishes he was famous. Spends his time alone in the basement with a Lennon and Cobain and a guitar and a stereo. Well, he wishes he could escape this, but it all seems so contagious. Not to be yourself and faceless in a song that has no soul. I remember feeling low, and I remember losing hope, and I remember all the feelings in the day. She wishes she was a dancer, and that she never heard of cancer. She wishes God would give her some answers and make her feel beautiful. I remember feeling low, and I remember losing hope, and I remember all the feelings and the day they stopped. We are all innocent. We are all innocent. We are. We are.
Dear Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. What you do to me. Hey there, Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. A 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same, and you're to blame. Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you. What you do to me. Oh, 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 oh.
I don't even really think I have to introduce that song, don't I? I mean, people play it everywhere, but for those of you, for some odd reason, who don't know that song, that was Hey There Delilah by the Plain White Tees. They're a really fun band. That was from their album All That We Needed from 2007. Apparently, it was in, like, the top 5 best songs of the year, and a critic said that that was the song that made in one of those, quote, aching guy reaching out to distant girl songs feel really fresh and new, and apparently they felt that we hadn't had a fresh song like that in a while. Now, the final song for Part 1 goes out to Arye Rotman, and there's a reason for that, is because I would have to say that if there was a Rookie of the Year from Rock for Rookies, I would have to give it to Arye Rotman, who listens to every single show without fail, and always catches me every single time I make a mistake, every time I forget to post the playlist on Facebook. He is always on me, and for that, he wins Rock for Rookies Rookie of the Year. Their new album, Memory and Humanity, is coming out on October of 2008, just 2 months away. This is the band Funeral for a Friend, and the song is Rookie of the Year. This is for you, man. See all of y'all in part two.
The promise that he made, left broken on the floor, the bruiser.
don't really know why I just play that bell effect. You know, class is out. You know what? I'm going to change it for the rest of the summer. I probably won't because I'm way too lazy. But none of the fact, welcome back to part two, everyone. I'm Maximum Mike, and this, of course, is the Rock for Rookie Summer Special. So, I love covers. A lot of you guys out there hate covers. That's because sometimes they're incredibly bad. But sometimes, just sometimes, you get an absolutely amazing cover, and that's what this next song is. The original song is off the album Power Rage, and is one of my favorite bands, and this is done by one of my favorite bands. This is The Offspring and the song Sin City, originally by AC/DC.
Cut that back!
That was the song Sin City, done beautifully by The Offspring. Sin City is, of course, Vegas, because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, baby. But we're going to move on right now to a band that I played during my girl rock show. They're a fantastic band. They're called the Guano Apes, and this is an entire song dedicated to skateboarding and snowboarding, waveboarding, whatever, boarding. You know what the problem is with the Guano Apes is that I have a real problem with bands that break up because they don't put out new albums, and then I can't continuously bring them great, you know, bring you guys great songs by them. So what I've decided to do is hopefully in the next show I'm going to play some solo stuff by the lead singer Sandra. Guys, this is one of my favorite Guano Apes songs. This is Lords of the Board.
With the laws of the boss, y'all coming in around. With the laws of the boss, y'all coming in around. With the laws of the working all day for a mean little man with a clip-on tie and a rub-on tan. He's got me running around the office like a dog around a track. But when I get back home, you're always there to rub my back. Hey, Julie, look what they're doing to me, trying to trip me up, trying to wear me down. Julie, I swear it's so hard to bear it, and I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around. Hours on the phone making pointless calls. I got a desk full of paper that means nothing at all. Sometimes I catch myself staring into space, counting down the hours till I get to see your face. Hey, Julie, look what they're doing to me, trying to trip me up, trying to wear me down. Julie, I swear it's so hard to bear it, and I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around. How did it come to be that you and I must be far away from each other every day? Why must I spend my time filling up my mind with facts and figures that never add up anyway? They never add up anyway. Soup stained tie. He's got me running around the office like a gerbil on a wheel. He can tell me what to do, but he can't tell me what to feel. Hey, Julie, look what they're doing to me, trying to trip me up, trying to wear me down. Julie, I swear it's so hard to bear it, and I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around.
We just heard from Fountains of Wayne, who you may know from their super big hit, Stacy's Mom. Now, we just heard the song Hey Julie off the same album, Welcome Interstate Managers. I first heard that song on Scrubs when JD was dating this girl called Julie, and they played that song. Why? Because it's a beautiful song, and I heard it, and I totally got into it. I'm like, Elle, we totally gotta download that song. And she's like, what, Fountains of Wayne? I already have that album. I bought it, like, a couple years ago. And she was right. We did have that album, so I listened to it, and the album wasn't that good. But you may like it, so you should check it out. It's called Welcome Interstate Managers. You know what? And they also put out an album in 2007, which was their last one, called Traffic and Weather. And there was a critic who said that that was pretty much the reason to love 2007, because of the album Traffic and Weather. So guys, check it out. Now, we're going to listen to one of my favorite bands, because they're absolutely hilarious. And even though they've had no real big hits since that first album they put out, the album was called Fire, it's still a good album, so I have to play you a song from it. And they have a new album coming out in October. The name of the new album is Flashy. I am, of course, talking about the band Electric Six. Guys, burn that into your head, Electric Six. This is the song Gay Bar.
You're a superstar. See you. apathy's not infecting us. Maybe they ride on a different bus. Realize that we'll never change. We'll make it on our own.
The block with Electric Six. That was the song Gay Bar. I hope you guys enjoyed it. That song was actually a dedication to Mike, who's actually here with me this week in Israel instead of listening to Rock for Rookies all the way from the Bronx. So, dude, welcome home. After that, we heard from Wheatus, so it just occurred to me I have more than one cover on this week's show because the song was Little Respect, originally done by Erasure. By the way, the Erasure version, much more addictive. It really gets stuck in your head, but I love this version because it's a bit rockier. Wheatus are a fantastic band. Pop punk, power pop. They're from Long Island, New York. They haven't been doing so well lately. They keep, you know, changing band members, which kind of bothers me a bit, but their old stuff is really good. Now, we finished off the block with one of my new favorite bands because I haven't been able to stop listening to them recently, Lost Prophets. I've played them on the show before. That was from the album Start Something. The song was We Still Kill the Old Way, which I really like it because I actually focused on the words this time around, and it's all about the fact that no matter how progressive we are and how futuristic and modern times become, we still kill people. I'm pretty sure that's what the song's about. They are alternative metal, British, super hot. I was listening to the song, especially the opening riffs right before he starts singing, and like it occurred to me how amazing it is just to be a band, you know, to be able to put out, you know, let's say you guys got together and you made yourselves a band, and you're like, you work your butt off, and finally you come out with a great album, you have the chords, you have the songs, the lyrics are great. You have to do that again. You realize that. You have to realize these, you know, like you hear all the time, oh, he dropped out of high school then, and this band member didn't get his degree, and yada yada, even though, of course, there are people that have, like, PhDs and decide to become rockers instead. These guys are geniuses. To be able to put that music together and do it more than once, and sometimes be able to evolve and then go back and change your styles around, it's absolutely incredible, and I think Lost Prophets absolutely rock because, man, the music is just so good. But we're going to move on right now. Last song for part two before we get to the salute. I think it's an absolutely perfect way to end off the regular playlist for the show. This is Lit with Happy in the Meantime.
It's just another reason why it all comes down to you and I. We'll have another drink, waste some time with me. We're happy in the meantime. I've gotta make up for losing time, 'cause I've been spinning my wheels. It's just another reason why it all comes down to you and I. Let's have another drink, waste some time with me. We're happy in the meantime. I guess the rain's gonna follow me, 'cause it's been dropping in minor day. And I can't wait, can't hardly wait to see if things are better off now. I think I'm better off now. It's just another reason why it all comes down to you and I. Let's have another drink, waste some time with me. We're happy in the meantime. We're happy in the meantime. Save a little rain and wash away the pain. I'll try and keep it clean. I'll show you what I mean. I don't wanna keep you holding on, 'cause in the morning I'll be gone. So drink, waste some time with me. We're happy in the meantime. It's just another reason why it all comes down to you and I. We'll have another drink, waste some time with me. We're happy in the meantime. We're happy in the meantime. Happy in the meantime.
What an absolutely beautiful song. That was off the album Atomic from 2001. Lit are an alternative rock band. That was a perfect feel-good song. And by the way, their lead singer, AJ Popoff, I think he's one of the best-looking lead singers ever. Forget about the guy from Our Lady Peace. This dude has the look. He's got, like, the black jeans with the black boots, white V-neck t-shirt tucked in, massive sideburns, the tattoos in the right places. He is a fantastic-looking lead singer. But that is the end of our regular playlist for part two, isn't it? So the time means it's time to move on to the salute. So this is a band I've been meaning to salute for a while now. I absolutely love them. Guys, stand up, put your hands to your head, because it's time to salute the Foo Fighters. The Foo Fighters are an American alternative rock band formed by singer-guitarist Dave Grohl back in 1995. Now, Grohl formed the band as a one-man project after the dissolution of his previous band, Nirvana, back in 1994. Now, post-grunge is a most appropriate name for this genre because, well, David Grohl was in Nirvana, which was the quintessential grunge band. So whatever Dave Grohl did afterwards, I guess that's post-grunge. Now, the Foo Fighters have won 3 Grammy Awards for 3 of their albums, though all 6 albums were nominated for Best Rock Album of the Year. From this album, Color and Shape, from 1997, when the Foo Fighters debuted as a full band and not just Dave Grohl recording all the instruments for the album, this is my favorite song, Monkey Wrench.
Wait.
let's talk about David Grohl for a while. David Grohl started off playing guitar with a few bands back in high school, teaching himself drums by banging on things in his bedroom. Now, he started off in a band called Scream, a local DC band that was actually quite known in the area, and he lied about his age to get into it. He was 17 years old, but he told them he was 20 and he had to drop out of high school to join the band. Later, he scored big after Scream broke up when he was accepted to Nirvana. Now, his problem in Nirvana is that he always felt that he was just one more drummer in a long line of drummers for the band, though you can actually see the difference in music from before he joined to after he joined. He definitely helped Nirvana go into a new direction, and he joined just in time to record the album Nevermind. That was, you know, their biggest hit, their biggest mainstream hit for Nirvana. So he obviously had a huge, huge part in that. This next song is off of the album One by One. This is the acoustic version and one of the most beautiful songs the Foo Fighters have done. This is the song Times Like These.
I'm a one-way motorway. I'm a road that drives away, follows you back home. I'm a streetlight shining. I'm a white light blind and bright, burning off and on. It's times like these you learn to live again. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time, time again. Day rising, I'm a brand new sky to hang the stars upon tonight. I'm a little divided. Do I stay or run away? Leave it all behind. It's times like these you learn to live again. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time, time again.
Times Like These, the acoustic version, just gives me the tingles, you know? It's such a beautiful song. What I want to talk about before our last song is I want to talk about the drummer of the Foo Fighters, Taylor Hawkins. Why? Because he's really interesting to me. He started off as the touring drummer for Alanis Morissette during the Jagged Little Pill era, and he got picked up by the Foo Fighters after one of their drummers left. But think what this guy has to contend with. Dave Grohl is one of the most famous drummers of all time. He drums on tons of other people's albums, including Garbage and Queens of the Stone Age, and he has his own metal group where he drums for them called Probot, and he does for Tenacious D. He drums for everybody who needs to get a really big start. And this guy, Taylor Hawkins, has to drum for this guy's band. Imagine the pressure that he has to deal with. So that shows, I think, right there that he's an absolutely fantastic drummer. And of course, you can see it in the music itself. He also did most of the drumming for Coheed and Cambria, Rob Farrucky's like favorite band, for their fourth album, No World for Tomorrow. Obviously, the name of the album is much longer. All right, we're going to move on to our last song for the salute. This is from their last album, which came out last October, 2007. I just said the word last a whole bunch of times, didn't I? Either way, this is the song Let It Die. It was the third single off of the album Echoes, Silence, Patience, and Grace. I love this song. It's beautiful and a great way to end off a salute to the Foo Fighters.
Its pride, beautiful veins and bloodshot eyes. I've seen your face in another light. Why'd you have to go and let it die? Why'd you have to go and let it die? Why'd you have to go and let it die? In too deep and out of time. Why'd you have to go and let it die? A simple man in his blushing. Thank you.
Why did you have to go and let it die? Thank God that does not apply to the Foo Fighters. So usually I end off my salutes by telling everyone what the band's been up to recently. So the album, Echo, Silence, Patient, and Grace, just came out last year. They're still touring for the album. So that's what they've been up to lately. I also thought it was important to mention that the Foo Fighters do a lot of, like, charity-type shows for HIV and AIDS and stuff like that. That's what they, you know, have funds for, and that's what they help out with. So, Foo Fighters, one of my favorite bands. I felt it was very important to salute them. Guys, I only played 3 songs by the Foo Fighters. They have 6 albums. Please take the time out of your busy, busy schedules and go check them out. Foo Fighters, for all the reasons above, I'm proud to say Foo Fighters. Well, that's all the time we have for this beautiful Sunday, August 3rd, 2008. I'm Maximum Mike. You've been listening to Rock for Rookies, and I hope you enjoyed this week's Summer Fun Show. Guys, get out there, get to the beach, drink a cold beer, smoke a hookah, have fun, chill out, forget about school, if only for a little while.